Hello, 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 and welcome to another episode of Down and Dirty with me. I'm Idaho Beau, and
I'm Vivacious Vic.
it's great to be here, literally. BBS was having a few problems this morning, but we are here live today, yay. And we are, I should say, this is going to be the winter version of Down and Dirty because up here in Idaho, it is definitely becoming winter. It's cold, blowy, leaves are falling, they're turning colors. It's absolutely gorgeous, but we are going to go within. I know we talked about that a little bit last show, and we're going to call this Beau and Vic's Trauma Trowels, Digging Deep and Healing Deeper. And today we have a special guest, and she's a friend of Vicky's. So I'm going to let Vicky take it over from here.
Great. Thank you, one and all. Janice Pasqualan is a dear friend, and we met through very not so auspicious to me personally, but auspicious in the realm of two souls coming together in such a complementary fashion. And Janice, to me, like in our headline, is a spiritual giant in that she has incorporated so many different aspects of healing, nutrition, soul level, discrimination in all of her actions. And she has helped me immensely in my healing journey from a very traumatic injury that I sustained, and also a very traumatic period of my life in reorganizing my entire life, body, soul, where I live. And so, thank you, Janice, for agreeing to come on our show today and to share some of your wisdom. And we are going live, so hopefully people can call in. And before we go any further, let me have Beau give the phone numbers to be able to have call-in guests ask questions. Are
Thank
you
you for
ready
saying
to
that.
do that?
I am. I had to look it up. Okay.
Okay, that's okay.
So, international phone number is 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. And if you're within North America, it is 323 744 4828. Again, that's 323 744 4828. All right, there you go. Take it away,
Okay,
Vic.
thank you. So Janice, in kind of preparing for this show today, we have talked a little bit about some of the things that we might share. But you being a Kundalini and Kriya Yoga teacher, I thought it might be nice to start this show with one of your mantras or one of your prayers that you do in your sadhanas to just open the energetic field so that we can all enter that together, the listeners and the three of us doing this podcast. If you're okay with that.
Absolutely, my love. Sat Nam to both of you. Obviously, Vicky gave such a wonderful welcome, and words are just so elevated. Thank you from my heart and soul. Beau, this is the first time I'm meeting you, and it is a delight and a privilege. It really is. You two putting this together is so awesome. Down and dirty, that's what it's about.
Thank you so much. And I know we were trying to meet when I was down in Boise last spring, but I'm coming back this next spring, so for sure we'll have to get together.
We will. We will. All right. Well, let's start with what is called an Adi Mantra. I like it when we're in a group and we want to raise and elevate our thoughts and connect to elders. We want to connect to our higher consciousness, and we're going to do it in safety. This is a safe space. It extends to everybody here in this group and those that are listening. So, a lot of you might be driving or busy. It's okay. Mantras do their work through sound therapy. Take a nice deep breath and release. Let's do that again. Inhale and exhale to begin. Om Namo Gurudev Namo. Om Namo Gurudev Namo. Om Namo Gurudev Namo. Agrename, Jagagrename, Satgrename, Sirigudu Devename. Adgarename, Jagadgarename, Satgarename, Siri Gudu Deve Name. Adgarename, Jagadgarename, Satgarename, Siri Gudu Deve Name. Satnam.
That none.
Thank you
Can
so
you
much.
tell us what that means?
Oh, okay. So there's actually two parts to it. The first part is just connecting to that chain of teachers and guides, your higher self, your consciousness, God, whatever, higher being. The second part of it is for that protection, for that safety. So
Nice.
throughout the day, saying it, but in a group, of course, it just magnifies the gathering, the motivation, the impetus, that kind of thing. And
Nice.
Satnam, I actually trained as a Hatha yoga teacher too, and namaste is their greeting and their goodbye. In Kundalini yoga, it's Satnam. Satnam means I am truth. Right? We carry this and we are responsible for it, liable for it, to spread it. And so you're declaring, I am truth. That's where it starts.
I
And then
love that.
radiates outward. So I think it's a lovely greeting, and you have to own it, that's for sure.
Don't say it if you don't mean it,
Don't
right?
say it if you don't mean it.
I love that. I love that. So, Janice, you are involved in so many different modalities of spiritual practice, healing, service. You are a gardener extraordinaire, and so we share so many things in common. And I know a lot of our listeners will be very interested to get a flavor of what you offer to the world in this very generous spirit. You do acupuncture and subtle energy healing. You are a Kundalini yoga teacher. You do nutrition, and also you're a nurse practitioner. So you've walked a long path. Based on your bio of all of these teachings, all of these tools you've got in your tool belt. So I'm going to ask you a few questions and we're just going to let the conversation flow. I know Bo will end up having some questions and then when we do go live, hopefully we'll get some calls for people who are interested in some of your wisdom. So my
May I,
first,
before
yes,
you
go
start
ahead.
picking, may I interject? We are live, so people can start calling in and populate the lines at any time.
Okay.
So, yeah, go ahead. Sure.
If my soul came to you today saying, "I'm ready, crack me open," what would our first session look like? Sorry. But hey, let's go big.
There'd be a big flood of tears, okay?
Okay. All right.
And certainly, it's a healing relationship, and it's always an honor to have someone approach you in that kind of relationship. And from the very beginning, one of the things I remember from an old doctor saying, if you listen to someone long enough, you will find the answer to their problems. You will find the answer of what they need. So I really believe in intentions, people stating what they would like. And if someone said, crack it open, wow, I think I would just like sit back and watch. I'm sorry.
No,
Because
it's
it's there. Think about those times in your life that, oh, this is what I want to do. This is what I accomplish. And I didn't have that, except when you read the bio. When I was in my 20s, I said three outrageous things. I think I was prompted by someone saying they made the wish that they wanted to be a millionaire. And wow, you know what? They became a millionaire. And I thought, that sounds great. I want to do that. So I thought of these outrageous things. Did I have a plan? Did I know what I was doing? Ugh, no. It just kept moving along, one thing after another. Nothing too overwhelming, but it just kept happening. So when someone would come to you and say, this is what I want to do, I am a believer that it will happen. I don't know how it will happen, and I don't know necessarily the outcome. We have our thoughts of what that's going to be, you know? But maybe cracking your soul means you can go to the next level. I mean, the next level.
Right. Nice. Thank you. If you could gift the world one protocol that fuses Kundalini yoga, acupuncture, and nursing level nutrition, what would it be?
I mean, a combination.
Well, just bringing all those modalities together, somebody comes to you and they're full of trauma, or they're physically at really disenfranchised. I mean, how do you even go about figuring out which tool to take out of your tool belt that would help them the most in the moment?
I misunderstood your question in the beginning, but that's the answer I'm going to use, the one I figured out from the first question, which is using nurse practitioner knowledge, kundalini knowledge, acupuncture knowledge. What would I tell someone? What would I tell them? I'd say to move, drink water, right? Basically, that would be it. And breathe. I'm sorry. And breathe. Breathe a rhythm. Because you can be guaranteed we don't do that, do we?
Not usually.
No. I mean, you know, people say I've got to go work out. Like it's difficult. Like I have to go to the gym. Like it's difficult. Oh, I better take a, you know, a walk today. It should just be movement of your culture. And we love water, don't we?
Yes, water
Yes,
is very,
because we are water.
We are
yeah, I
water.
mean,
And
yeah, you
that's
can't
our
survive
plants.
without it.
Yeah, our plants that we connect with, you know, it's water, you know, it's all about water.
And we live on a water world, actually.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Beautiful.
As Lakota say, Mini Wachoni, which translates as water is life.
Yes. Yes. And that
And
would
you're
be it.
okay, that's a good start. So I wanted to reflect a couple times on some of the things that I've experienced with you, and one came to mind when you came to Boo's house, and I think there were five or six of us gals there that signed up to have a session with you. And as I recall, every single one of us had a very profound experience. And when you are working, I personally, when you are working on my physical body as a massage therapist, I do believe you're also a massage therapist. Is that right?
I am not. Too much work. Sorry. God bless
So,
massage therapists.
but with, I guess it's more of the Reiki, the energy healing, when you're really tying into our energy patterns in our body and our through our meridians, which is the acupuncture. I recall you tapping into some things going on in my body that afterwards, when I sat with them and then talked to you one-on-one, were so profound. It had happened when I was 15 years old. I'm almost 70 now. So this would have been when I was 68. And I had totally forgotten about that event that took place. And you found it. You brought it up into my consciousness as a memory. And it was extremely moving because I was able to release the trauma around that event that I've been carrying for that long. And you don't need to remember probably what exactly it was, but it was a profound moment for me. So can you talk a little bit about maybe your ability to tap into us as an energetic body in this physical body, and how you move that energy, how you access our energy. Because to me, it's like, how do you do that? I feel my energy, but I don't know how to access anyone else's necessarily. I mean, I can walk into the room and kind of get a frequency off of somebody, but not very clear for me. And
Well,
maybe a lot of other people too. I don't know.
I think we all can connect, right? That's what it's about. Big, beautiful place that we're in right now. There's first of all, there always has to be permission. You don't approach people in any way and interfere, bottom line. So that is a big thing, and in a group like that, all five were quite excited and enthusiastic and ready to just say, okay, do what you do or want to do or whatever. And I think it's the permission. I'm going to just say permission.
Permission is really important. I do readings and I'm looking into people's past life karma and stuff like that. So yes,
Well,
have
and
permission.
if you're in a group or introduced to a group, you'll find some people that you just can't approach. And that's part of the mission. And it's okay. It is so okay. So,
Yeah, I never take it personally if I don't have permission to work on somebody. But they wouldn't call me and make an appointment if they weren't giving me permission in some regards, right?
And I'm sure you've all been introduced to healers, spiritual leaders, cultures that, this is how they live, is in a healing environment. We're here to be of support. We're here to serve. And I think whatever happens in that moment, and it's quite special. quite special.
Yes.
Sacred is the words they use. Whatever happens is, I can't put on, I can't put my finger on it. I just try to be aware. And if something surfaces, many times it's visual.
Yeah.
Sometimes there's words spoken or there's a feeling, and then I have to get an understanding of what that is. But I'm not there to reinterpret what's happening. This is your unfolding. And that's that permission part, right?
Right. So you've practiced acupuncture on me, and it really helped. I remember sitting out in the backyard under the tree, and we just had conversations and the needles and everything. And then and wonderful. It's so much opening during that time of trauma for me. Last week you came over and you introduced a new kind of acupuncture to me, which came in the form of self-adhesive. I cannot tell you how much that has helped me. Could you talk a little bit about that and also how people can access this through you, either through your guidance or through ordering through you, because somewhere in our show, we want to give people your information, how to connect with you, how to find you, and have sessions with you, because you do online nurse practitioning.
I'm a big believer in self-healing. If you ask, do I necessarily need to be there? No. When you get into these healing situations, wow, and I learned from medical, it can be very judgmental. So you want to eliminate that, clear the field so that it is just them. So I'm always looking for these, use it yourself things. And I came across these AccuTax and
AccuTax,
AccuTax, and I jumped on it because I said, this is great. This is great. It's a very light approach. It's like you said, it adheses to the body, and there's different depths of this small needle. So it gently awakens the meridian energy, right? So we'll locate where the block is on that meridian, for instance, the kidney. We locate that and then teach you how to apply it. It'll stay on 3 to 5 days, right? Just comes off. So again, I go back to it's got to be self-healing. What did I say? The three things: drink water, that's what you do yourself. Move, that's what you do yourself. Breathe. So it really all falls in that line.
And you can teach people online, like through a Zoom, on how to access that place in your meridians that might be blocked, and I love that idea. And the other thing that you have helped me with was is my hormones. You do hormone balancing in menopausal, premenopausal, postmenopausal women, which I think a lot of our audience can relate to that and perhaps not have a lot of knowledge about how to get into hormone therapy, but also, I've been on it for a while, but you have helped make it so affordable and so easy for me to continue now that I'm retired and I have a very small social security income.
I'm
So,
with you.
but that's very important to me, is being able, like you say, to find my own ability to sustain these practices that really help me physically, emotionally, mentally. And so, Bo, do you have any questions with anything yet here?
Well, I was looking at her bio and I see that she also has been certified in healing touch. And does that have anything to do with what you did when you went to Boo's house? And then could you explain exactly what that is?
So that was the start of my energetic healing. You know, it just kind of, obviously, it's an exploration for someone to access, and that started it off. I mean, it was like the baby steps, you know, like when you said, "Well, wow, look at all this you accomplished. How'd you do it?" I said, "I don't know. Things just kept moving along to that love goal I had when I was young." And I keep emphasizing this probably because this is the very first time I've ever told anyone that that I had these, because to me it's like, oh, how dare I say that? And did I really get there? Well, you know what? When you hit about 70, you don't care.
Exactly. I feel you, sister.
I was like, whatever, I don't have to hold that anymore.
I love it. I love it.
So the healing touch was the start. And then from
Okay.
there, Reiki, cranial sacral work had that medical component to it. And that, you know, I get a kick out of the body. I just love the body and I do love energy. But the body to me was the challenge, learning the medical portion. The energy part I got. It was like, okay, you know, I got A plus in physics because of it, right? I love frequency and wavelengths. That's what it's about. And I employ that when I work with someone, lasers, a medical laser, red light, Rife machine. You use something, Vic, that works on frequency as well.
Yes. Well, I have a Healy, which is a Mag Healy and the Healy Pro, which are energetic frequencies, electrical frequencies that we run into our bodies, and the Mag Healy is just profound. They both are. And I also use red light therapy belt to help heal this hip stuff that's going on and lower back in my hip, which so many women are suffering from right now. So I can't recommend it high enough on how much it has helped me. But I have to admit, through all of this last several months of using these things and a couple years with the Healy, those what do you call them? The acupuncture self
Accutac.
Accutac, that is a life changer. That they still haven't fallen off, and it's been over a week. But they're still working. I am almost pain free. Every morning I could get up and I could
Thank
hardly
goodness.
walk. And now I'm almost completely pain free. You hit the meridians just right somehow, because that's the only other thing that's changed in my. I don't have to do as much. And I get so much more movement and freedom of movement with this. So I can't recommend it enough as to how people can access this. Do you want to give some of your information out, or oh, you came up with an idea.
Oh yeah.
Do you want to share that with us?
Oh, I would love to. I find that the most brilliant, God-given thoughts in my brain come when I first wake up.
Ah, oh,
And I
nice.
honor it typically. And the thought came up, I had to write it down because, you know, it was this God-given thought. So I would like to offer a personalized, for you or your group, Kundalini class. I can connect through Zoom, or if you're in the Boise Tri-City area, I can definitely meet up. Another choice, so there's like two things. It could be two, you know, drawings, but another one is a personal health assessment. You kind of have a grasp of what I do, but it would be using my medical slash nutrition, hat. And we can do that easily through, FaceTime, Zoom, or even in person. So what it comes down to is this is a drawing, and the winner would be drawn from all subscribers to Down and Dirty. So
Oh.
today, subscribe. Today, subscribe.
Well, thank you, girlfriend, for the advertisement. We forgot, I
Oh,
forgot to do
how fun.
that
It's a
in
gift. You guys
the
rock.
beginning.
Thank
Ah,
you.
thank you. That's
I love
very
it.
nice. That's really nice. Okay.
So maybe we should tell our listeners how to subscribe.
Okay.
The easiest way to do it is to go to bbsradio.com/down and dirty. And once you're on that page, you'll see our latest show. So this show will be up probably by Monday. Right underneath that is our lovely banner. And right below that is a great big, beautiful donation button. If you click on that, you can subscribe for as little as $2.99 a month, which is cheaper than a cup of coffee these days, y'all. So thank you so much, Janice, for that offering. That's lovely.
That's really fun. That's really fun.
Divine intervention.
There you go.
We want subscribers.
So I have a couple. Yeah,
You're
we are
hired.
listener supported radio, so we can't stay on the air unless we do have some subscribers.
That's
So I
right.
have another question for you around the acupuncture part and the subtle energy part. What is your protocol when a patient's spirit feels fragmented after years of pharmaceutical suppression?
Wow.
If that's their intention, pharmaceutical depression, let's call it the diagnosis, whatever, correct?
Well, yeah.
Okay,
If
so
they're wanting to move forward from
release
being
themselves from that.
right.
All right, so I guess you could call it an intake. I'll pepper this with some medical terms. So we do a little intake, see what's going on, see what they're taking. That's why I went into medical, because I would see things in the body and I wanted them to do testing to find out what it was, but I couldn't order it. So if I saw something strange in the liver and I'm thinking, oh, this is very suspicious, a lesion, I want you to go to your doctor and, there's protocols there to get any kind of scan. So I went into medical. I learned the term, I learned what to do. So an intake for me is kind of important, and I glance at that. But what I've always used is an energetic assessment. So I feel their energy, right? Feel what's going on. I would ask, where is this pocket of pharmaceutical depression? This is just coming up. I mean, I don't have anything on the table. Everybody's different, but that seems to make sense to me. Like, where is this residing? And, personal experience, intergenerational trauma can be, the compression on your energy field for this kind of, I don't want to call it addiction, geez, oh, Pete, but this kind of cycle, right? So I would start there, see where it goes. And then I would definitely work with the person, ask them questions, what I'm seeing, what I'm feeling. Does this make sense to you? Right? Words are very powerful. That's sound vibration. So when I say, does this make sense to you? They're hearing it. And sometimes it rings true. And we can go down there. But after it's all said and done, and I do my assessment, and I'm going to say diagnosis, right? That's when the work begins. Yes, I could go ahead and do some interventions, energetically or with acupuncture, but it's the individual and the working on, and hopefully I have got some homework. This is what you got to do. And it's got to fit. Can you journal? Can you do this? Can you do this and then move along? It might be a one-hit wonder. Oh.
Glory.
Or it might be a relationship with me or somebody else to continue that healing, right?
Can I ask, since you are a certified nutritional consultant, do you also work with herbs? Okay. So if somebody came to you, and let's just say they were on statins, because that seems to be a very popular drug of medical choice these days.
Idaho.
And they realize that statins aren't really all that great for you, that the white matter in your brain is made up out of cholesterol, and statins help get rid of this. Okay, so anyway, could you work with a patient nutritionally and with herbs to replace the statins? Do you do that kind of work as well? Or are you mostly an energetic worker?
So, I go back to my, I'm going to be going for it on my three wishes. Okay, I'm going to say it again. When I go back to my three wishes, my first love from being very, very small was plants and rocks and minerals. And I could just delve into it, be out there all day in the cities of Detroit and just play with a tree. Okay. So my first love has always been the soil and what comes from it or what lives in it. So that's, I started with that. Then I went into the nutritional, which added on those supplements. And then I was introduced to what they call neural muscular like analysis. So I do muscle testing. And it was then my head opened up to energy. Wow, what's happening here? And then I went into the energy faction. So that's kind of like the flow. And yes, first off, I would ask for blood work. But it would be different. It would be cholesterol broken down into the lipoproteins, which the lipoproteins, am I getting too involved here? You got me. You
You do
understand that,
you,
right?
girl. You do you.
You got me. So, the cholesterol, there's good and bad. We're told that, and they break it down to HDL and LDL. H is the happy, but it still breaks down even more. And you might just have a little bit of the bad. So what then? You just keep it the way it is. So you would also get blood work that I could look at and say, you know what? This isn't really an issue. I think it's Dr. Sinatra first spoke about this. He really delved into cholesterol. And now you might have a medical person say, I want that to be broken down. Into the different proteins of cholesterol. And that's how I would approach it. From there, make a selection. I would probably employ muscle testing and also preference. And you don't take preference lightly, right? You marry preference too. So you don't take it lightly. And if someone says, I really want herbs, it's like, man, okay. That's where you're at. There's a resonance. There's a resonance to everything. I've had, 250-pound guys that respond like that on homeopathy. And then I have a 90-pound young girl, young lady, and kind of hardcore. I'm just shoving things down her throat. Sorry, that was Very exaggerated.
We get your drift.
So, can I segue from here since we're talking about plants and your connection to the soil and the earth? I know that you live on 30 acres in southwestern Idaho-ish around there. And you have a huge garden, and I believe, Vicky, said you also raise some cattle.
No
No.
cattle.
No cattle.
No cattle.
I don't know why I thought
Take the
that.
first through three word three letters, and that's pretty much what I raise. I have four cats.
Okay, so could you talk about your gardening? Because Vicky said you have a beautiful property and your garden is just amazing. And I know our gardens, I had to fit this pun in. So I know we here in Idaho in the north, we have put our gardens to bed. Get it? Garden
Yes.
bed, flower bed.
Yes.
Anyway,
Yes.
I know that, but Vicky,
Well,
you know me. I
on
had to
your
do it.
puns.
I'm very punny. Could you talk a little bit about your land? Because I know that's a huge part of who you are as well.
I'm going to say it's probably the only part that in me I identify with. I'd rather be with nature than people. Sorry. I have to give kudos and credit and love to the two of you, Down and Dirty Girls, for speaking the truth of our earth. And when you speak, there's just the flow. I learn so much and I just love what you say. So ditto, ditto, ditto on that. The only thing I could say, it's always transforming, right? I think you've brought that up many times, Vic. It's like you can always be surprised by your garden.
Yes.
It's always different.
Always.
So what I've been doing for the last month, let's say, is when I go outside, I greet everybody in my path. Hello. 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 Some of the special ones that understand. Satnam. Sorry. I
You're
have.
talking about the trees and the
Yeah.
squirrels and the birds, right? I do the same thing. I know our audience can't see this, but look what I found when I was walking my dog
Oh
today.
no. Oh, I love that.
It's for
It's
people that can't see it. It's a the end of a branch of a ponderosa pine tree that fell out, and it has five pine cones attached to the very end. It looks like a fairy wand.
beautiful.
Isn't that great?
Wow, that is
Anyway.
beautiful.
So,
It's
yes, I
pure
do.
geometry. Isn't that a tetrahedron?
It is.
Almost. I mean, that it
Yes.
is.
Wow. Wow. Thanks for that, Janice.
That's pretty healing.
That is.
Wow.
That is.
Ding.
Sweet.
Oh, yeah, it's just a and you'll find them responding. So that's what
Yes.
that's what you do. Hello, and they'll tell you how their day is or a little bit more about what's going on.
Don't forget, people, today we are live. If you have any questions or comments or anything you'd like to share, please call us at.
Oh, brother. I have to look up the number again.
Well, just, we'd love to hear from you if there's anyone out there in the audience that would love to get to know Janice. And we will be giving her details on how to connect with her towards the end of this show.
Okay, the numbers again internationally 888-627-6008. And within the United States, and I believe Canada and Mexico, it's 323-744-4828. There you
Thank
go.
you. Thank you. Yes. So, I wanted to go in a little bit into the Kundalini. There's
You read my mind, Vicky.
okay. Well, if you have a question, go ahead and ask it.
No, you go.
I don't think that I've had any kind of a Kundalini awakening that I'm conscious of that energy that is often talked about rising up from the base of our spine. And sometimes it happens so fast that it blows people's minds. And but what is your experience with somebody that is having those kinds of experiences on managing it and identifying what to do with it, how to use it, maybe a little brief of what it really is.
So, Kundalini awakening, everyone's got their own interpretation of it, it seems. And I like to look at it as just being an opening of your consciousness. And to be honest with you, I see it. That energy is raising up when you have the best laugh with yourself or someone else you've ever had. Boom. It's going. It's tickling the energy up, right? When you do breathing exercises, you're bringing it up. You're bringing it up. When people talk about a blast, like, okay, wow, this is it. If the way I see it is when that happens, when they are kind of freaking out, it's kind of a nervous system short circuit. There's not a way to handle it. The experience of it going all the way up and having that moment, it literally takes about a year or so for you to get comfy with that energy. It's different. Anytime you get into companionship with a person or an energy, it takes a while. Why? Because we have a nervous system, number one. We have a brain, and we have a heart. And those are the things that kind of equipped this energy to integrate.
Beautiful. Thank you.
So you all have had it. When you're out gardening, right? And that energy is
Right.
soothed from the soil. When those happy, I love this, I just learned this. When those happy molecules in the soil, they've identified happy molecules, are released and go into you. That's part of that Kundalini, that energy. All it is energy that goes up the spine and nourish, all it is, and nourishes the chakra. All it is.
Nice, nice.
And you should not fear it. You should not strive for it. I'll say the do's and don'ts, because this is our natural being that we will get to. And it involves connections with other people. It involves awarenesses, right?
Yes.
And it's like putting a V8, in a little what I'm trying to think of some of the smaller cars, but it's like putting a V8 in that. You got to kind of modify a lot, get used to it, get used to it. But it's happening. It's happening when you do practices, when you do healing for yourself. That's why I keep saying, it's all about self-healing.
Yes.
I also say, I don't want to be around when it happens.
Ah,
It's your own
interesting.
private. This is your own
Yes.
body. You were given
That
this. This is beautiful, and it's yours, right?
makes sense.
Yeah, it's very private. And if someone has something occur on the table, my intention is you do it when you get home. I don't need to see it. And sometimes they will tell me that. You know?
Okay.
They'll have a little breakdown or whatever. And yeah.
I have another question for you. Which Kundalini mantras or mudras have you found most potent for clearing ancestral trauma? If you have one.
I have one. Personal experience with one. Thank you for asking this question. So
Okay.
I do a sadhana, and I do it through the year. And I choose what my goal is. I'm going to use the word goal, what my intention is, what I'd like to accomplish. One year I did prosperity. And that was that I accomplished what I needed to accomplish by focusing on a practice, a sadhana, for 1 year. So for 1 year, I said, I want healing. And I used the big H, right? I chose my mantra, Satanama, and I had a exercise with it, and I did it. It wasn't until like the 9th month that I began to journey, you know, and like I guess we've all had experience with journeying, right? However it is. And I met my ancestors. And
Nice.
in that time, I was able to identify ancestors, follow up with ancestry.com and see that the name was that name I did not know.
Oh,
Also know
wow.
the personality, nature, and more importantly, this is where the healing became. I found out who I was with their DNA.
Ah,
And that was
how
very important.
fascinating.
That was very important. Thank
Can
you
I
so much for
interject
asking that.
just for a second, Janice? That was absolutely gorgeous. We have a caller on the line. Matt is there, and we only have a few minutes left. Can we bring him in real quick? Can you bring him in, Thomas?
Yes, I think I'm already here. Hi,
Okay.
Matt.
Hey, Matt.
Sat
Hey,
Nam.
how's it going?
Sat Nam.
Good.
We
Good.
only have
2 minutes left. Sorry.
Oh, I wanted to call in and say thank you, both Bo and Vicky and Janice. I love your energy and what you bring into the world, all of you. It's been really lovely. The intro mantra reminded me of a little Kundalini, like, singing chant that I experienced with him. That was cool to experience with you.
Nice.
And the manifestation stuff, like mantras and the I amness, manifesting what we want in the world. I picked up some of that energy of what you're sharing and wanted to, thank you for
Wonderful.
bringing that to our attention too. There's a cool book that I recently came across is A Happy Pocket Full of Money that is all about quantum myths and not necessarily about money, but wealth and abundance and joy and creating what's in our hearts and minds and how to, like, sweetheart little step by steps with visualizations and speaking those words
Nice.
into reality and those kinds of things. So I feel all of that, what you're sharing with us too. So I wanted to, say thank you and for being a part of Bo and Vicky's show and sharing your sweetheart energy. I feel you.
Well,
Thank you,
thank you,
Matt.
Matt. Thank you. We only have a minute left, and we do want to give Janet that last minute so you could tell people how to get a hold of you.
How about if we post it on your
Okay.
site and then they can also become a subscriber and enroll in this wonderful drawing that we're going to have? It'll be easy
Awesome.
peasy and you'll become part of this down and dirty tribe.
I
And
will
with
post
that,
it on our Facebook
Facebook
page
page.
too. I will
Okay.
post those things it's for easier access also.
Thank you so much for being with us, Janice. We have to run. And
Satnam.
Sat Nam, love you all. Thank you so much for calling, Matt. And I want to give a shout out to Rain, who helped me with my Wi-Fi this morning. Have a good day, everybody.